Chapter 14, Devotional 33. What are your communication goals? Think, say, do. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, we learn, "But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." As a coach, speaker, and author, I know how important it is that you identify your communication goals before you have a one-on-one step in front of a crowd or write a sentence. I found it useful to teach my clients how to identify their communication goals. It's not real complicated. In fact, it's rather easy to establish your goals by taking a few minutes to ask three basic questions. 1. What do you want people to think and say as they walk away? That's mind. 2. What do you want them to feel? That's heart. 3. What do you want them to do after the conversation or presentation? That's action. Once you're clear about your goals, then you can create your basic talking points so that you meet your goals. We know that the disciples endured hardship, persecution, and death to preach the gospel to all who would listen. Above all, Paul tells us the three-part goal for their instruction: love from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. The disciples shared the life-changing teachings of Jesus and followed the promptings of the Holy Spirit. They taught the importance of renewing your mind with God's Word and obeying Jesus' commandment to walk in love, or mind. They taught that living in the Spirit will produce peace, contentment, joy, happiness, and freedom from guilt and condemnation, the heart. They preached so that sinners might believe and accept Christ as their Savior and walk in faith, that's action. By addressing these three, thoughts, feelings, and actions, the gospel is alive today, 2,000 years after Jesus died on the cross, and millions have been saved. Child of God, have you allowed the gospel of Jesus Christ to change the way you think, speak, and act? Jesus and his disciples did their part. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you do your part. Decide today, as eternity is waiting on your answer. Lord, thank you for loving us so much you sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus, teach me each day to renew my mind, have peace in my heart, and to walk in faith. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.